Welcome to Candlestick Park in San Francisco, for the game between the New York Mets and the San Francisco Giants. Here are the starting lineups. For the New York Mets, batting in the leadoff spot, the shortstop, Bud Harrelson. Batting second, the third baseman, Bobby Feal. Batting third, the center fielder, Tommy Agee. Batting fourth, the left fielder, Cleon Jones. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Don Clendenin. Batting sixth, the right fielder, Ron Swoboda. Batting seventh, the catcher, Jerry Grote. Batting eighth, the second baseman, Al Weiss. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Tom Seaver. Pitching for the New York Mets, Tom Seaver. For the San Francisco Giants, batting in the leadoff spot, the right fielder, Ken Henderson. Batting second, the second baseman, Ron Hunt. Batting third, the third baseman, Jim Davenport. Batting fourth, the first baseman, Willie McCovey. Batting fifth, the center fielder, Bobby Bonds. Batting sixth, the left fielder, Dave Marshall. Batting seventh, the catcher, Jack Hyatt. Batting eighth, the shortstop, Hal Lanier. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Mike McCormick. Pitching for the San Francisco Giants, Mike McCormick. And now, play ball. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Davenport fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Feal is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feal hits a fly ball into right field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson strikes out. One out. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt hits a fly ball into left field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards third. Davenport fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Henderson throws the ball into Hyatt, who tags Clendenin trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Two outs. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda takes first base on ball four. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote hits a line drive into right field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jones, who is chasing the ball. McCovey reaches third base with a triple. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds takes first base on ball four. Dave Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bonds. The throw from Grote and he is safe. Bonds steals second. Dave Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall strikes out. One out. Jack Hyatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hyatt is called out on strikes. Two outs. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Weiss settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hunt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Seaver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaver hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hunt scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 0 for 1 in the game. Harrelson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bobby Feel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feel is 0 for 1 in the game. Feel hits a line drive towards third. Davenport reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Mike McCormick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCormick strikes out. One out. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 0 for 1 in the game. Henderson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Ron Hunt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunt is 0 for 1 in the game. Hunt is hit by the pitch. Henderson moves to second. Don Mason pinch runs for Ron Hunt. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 0 for 1 in the game. Davenport hits a line drive into center field. A.G. settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple. McCovey takes first base on ball 4. Henderson moves to third. Mason moves to second. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Bonds hits a fly ball into center field. A.G. settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets nothing, and the Giants nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Don Mason now playing second base. Tommy A.G. is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. A.G. is 0 for 1 in the game. A.G. takes first base on ball 4. Cleon Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 1 in the game. Jones hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. A.G. moves to third. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Clendenin takes first base on ball 4. Jones moves to second. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Swoboda hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Bonds. Swoboda reaches second base with a double. A.G. scores. Jones scores. Clendenin moves to third. It's 2-0, Mets. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 0 for 1 in the game. Grote hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Clendenin scores. Swoboda scores. Grote moves to second. It's 4-0, Mets. Ron Herbel now pitching. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 0 for 1 in the game. Weiss hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mason scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Grote moves to third. One out. Tom Seaver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaver is 0 for 1 in the game. Seaver hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Grote scores. It's 5-0, Mets. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Harrelson is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bobby Feel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feel is 0-for-2 in the game. Feel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lanier fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Seaver moves to second. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Agee hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lanier scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Dave Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 0-for-1 in the game. Marshall hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jack Hyatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hyatt is 0-for-1 in the game. Hyatt strikes out. One out. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 0-for-1 in the game. Lanier hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Marshall moves to second. John Stevenson pinch hits for Ron Herbel. John Stevenson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevenson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Weiss fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 5, and the Giants nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Bobby Bolin now pitching. Rod Gasper pinch hits for Cleon Jones. Rod Gasper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gasper hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Clendenin strikes out. One out. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Swoboda hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mason misplays the ball. That's an error on Mason. Gasper moves to second. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Grote takes first base on ball 4. Gasper moves to third. Swoboda moves to second. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 0-for-2 in the game. Weiss hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gasper scores. Swoboda scores. Grote moves to second. It's 7-0, Mets. Tom Seaver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaver is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Seaver strikes out. Two outs. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Harrelson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Grote scores. Weiss moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 8-0, Mets. Bobby Feel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feel is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Feel hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McCovey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Mets 8, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Rod Gasper now playing left field. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Henderson hits a pop-up towards short. Harrelson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Mason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mason hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 0 for 2 in the game. Davenport takes first base on ball 4. Willie McCovey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCovey is 1 for 1 in the game, with a triple and a walk. McCovey hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Weiss scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 8, and the Giants nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Agee hits a ball on the ground towards third. Davenport fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rod Gasper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gasper is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Gasper hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Don Clendenin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clendenin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Clendenin strikes out. Two outs. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Swoboda hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. McCovey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Mets 8, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Bonds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dave Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Marshall strikes out. Two outs. Jack Hyatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hyatt is 0 for 2 in the game. Hyatt strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 8, and the Giants nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Grote takes first base on ball 4. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Weiss hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lanier fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Tom Seaver is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Seaver is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Seaver is hit by the pitch. Bud Harrelson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harrelson is 2 for 4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Harrelson is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Mets 8, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Lanier hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bob Berta pinch hits for Bobby Bolin. Bob Berta is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berta hits a line drive towards short. Harrelson catches it and throws to first to double up Lanier. Two outs. Ed Cranepool now playing first base. Ken Henderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Henderson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Henderson hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Don Mason is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mason is 0 for 1 in the game. Mason hits a ball on the ground toward second base. Weiss fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 8, and the Giants nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Bob Burton now playing first base. Bob Barton now catching. Don McMahon now pitching. Bobby Feel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Feel is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Feel hits a fly ball into left field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tommy Agee is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Agee is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Agee hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rod Gasper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gasper is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Gasper hits a fly ball into left field. Marshall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Cranepool is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cranepool strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Mets 8, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Jim Davenport is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Davenport is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Davenport hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Seaver fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Barton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Barton strikes out. Two outs. Bobby Bonds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonds is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Bonds strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 8, and the Giants nothing. The Mets will come to bat. Ron Swoboda is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swoboda is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double and a walk. He's got 2 RBIs. Swoboda hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mason scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jerry Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. He's got 2 RBIs. Grote hits a fly ball into right field. Henderson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Al Weiss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiss is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Weiss is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Mets 8, and the Giants nothing. The Giants will come to bat. Dave Marshall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Marshall is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Marshall strikes out. One out. Jim Rehart pinch hits for Don McMahon. Jim Rehart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hart hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Hal Lanier is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lanier is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Lanier hits a ball on the ground towards short. Harrelson fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The game is over. The final score, New York Mets, 8, and San Francisco Giants, 0. Goodbye from Candlestick Park in San Francisco.